We're certainly glad you're here. It's Friday. It's March 23rd, 2012. And I can say we're glad you're here because I have a special guest in the studio. I can't wait to introduce him to you. And in fact, he's probably one of the few guests that literally I didn't have to do any show prep with or explain things to. I'll share why in just a moment. But I'll begin with a passage out of James, starting at verse 1 of chapter 4. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely, but He gives us more grace? That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
And we're going to talk a little about humility today. Actually, humility can be a very good thing, especially if it causes us to draw or to cling or to submit or to relinquish control to God, a sovereign God who loves us, who cares about us. And there's times that we need to be humbled. We can get prideful. We can get consumed with our own interests. We can be so very selfish and consumed with me, and it's all about me. In fact, if you look at the word sin, what's that letter in the very middle of sin? It's I, because it's all about us. It's all about me. So we're going to talk a little about the healthy ways that we can be humbled and the fact that when we stand up against a sovereign, awesome, holy God, we need to be humble and we need to show great reverence and respect. And the individual that I have in the studio is one that's humbled me some because he's a station manager of a great AM station in Danville, Illinois, 980 WITY, Ileana's best choice. And David Brown, he's their general manager and owner. And it's been such a unique relationship getting to know you, David. And we're going to come back to that verse out of James in just a few minutes because you had mentioned how James 4 has been an important verse in your life. But it's been neat getting to know you. I came to your studios last week, and you and I had touched base through some correspondence, through some emails, a similar friend and supporter of both of our stations. And I thought, hey, I want to meet up with this guy. We've shared some life experiences, some circumstances that's drawn us close to each other. And yet, after going around your station, the humility that I felt is like, wow, look at this big staff of people and all the networks that you coordinate and work through to get programming with news and the farm report and just your staff and working because you're a commercial station with all the businesses and the underwriters and then just your building and the various people that you had in there. And then the technology side, you're saying, oh, this is how we do this and this is how I coordinate that and this is how I wired and engineered this. And I'm like, I marveled at all that you've done. You've had almost 35 years of experience in radio, for the most part, I guess the preponderance in secular radio, if you would call it that. But I want to tell our listeners one thing. I'm pulling up to your station. I'm tuning in 980 AM, and I'm listening to a testimony. I'm listening to a child ask another child how he came to know Jesus. And the child takes him through a salvation gospel message. And I marvel. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this a Christian station? And it was a part of an Unshackled program that you air a couple times a day. And I just marveled. Here's an AM station, a secular station, a commercial station serving the greater East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana area. You have a powerful signal, 980 AM. It goes all the way up to parts of Chicagoland and over into the Champaign-Urbana area, all over. And here you're playing an Unshackled program with a kid saying, I thought only saints go to heaven. And then it's described, no, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just marveled. And so I walked into your station and there you were. It was the first time we kind of formally met. And you told me about your heart for, in a unique way, though it's a secular station and you have maybe a secular audience, though you have many Christians that tune in and some that tune into our station and your station. You said, Mark, my personal agenda is, yes, I love all the listeners. We need it. You know, our station is thriving and growing. But my goal is to get them to listen to some of these gospel messages and then encourage them or lead them to tune into Christian radio. So with that kind of set as my introduction, as I'm getting to know you and we've had dinner together, and months back you were on our trip to see David Jeremiah, which I didn't know at the time you were the station manager, a part of that. And I guess we met at the Jesus is the Way prison banquet just briefly. Give us a few snapshots into some of your life, and then I can update some people on why we chose to begin with the James chapter 4 and some of the other unique things that you're doing. Because I just marvel. Here's a station manager from the Danville area that listens and tunes into our station once in a while, but desires that many people know about our station as much as you want them to listen to 980 FM WITY. So, welcome to the studio. Thanks for driving out. Thanks for walking the Nation Trail with me and being good to my Beamer puppy here and being a friend, a dear friend now that we've gotten to share and getting to know each other.
Amen, Mark. Appreciate the opportunity to be in the studio. And I can tell your listeners that when you hear Beamer on the air, it's not a sound effect. He's a real live dog. And I own a chocolate lab, so I can appreciate labs. And they are lovable dogs. And Beamer, of course, a wonderful dog. Well, let me say thank you for the compliments on WITY. You hit it right on the head. We are a secular station interspersed with Christian programming. And what I mean by that, our mission is to provide a great secular format that is conservatively based, but giving people, lost people, if you will, the opportunity to hear the gospel message. And I think you would agree with this, and not, it's not the case in all Christian stations, but primarily people that listen to Christian stations are already born again, they're already saved, they're already Christians, like myself. But those that listen to secular stations, like WITY, perhaps don't know the Lord. Mm-hmm. And we do have people, I'm sure, that are saved that listen to WITY. My whole mission is to get the good news of Jesus Christ to that lost audience. And one of the great programs, of course, you mentioned it, Unshackled. What better way to share the gospel in a drama format? Because people can relate to that, as you know. The stories bring tears to your eyes. Mm-hmm. People that are involved in alcohol abuse or drugs or whatever, and their lives are transformed by hearing and believing, accepting Christ as their Savior. So that is our whole mission at WITY, provide the information, but at the same time, remember the Great Commission that we're all commissioned to do, and that is share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know you have Unshackled like twice a day, and then on Sunday, it's all Christian music, but during the week, they might hear a Frank Sinatra or a variety of music. I mean, it's just, it was so creative. In the very moment that I tuned in and heard this testimony, and I didn't know at the time that you had Unshackled on, let alone I just thought it was a secular station, that you were a believer, that you kind of hold true to that. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, is working for the Lord, not for men.
Amen.
And so that really allows us the ability, no matter what our calling is, we can be a plumber, we can work for the University of Illinois, we can be in a what you could call a vocation and yet serve kingdom purposes, because as Christians we can press kingdom influence, power, and authority into that realm. And so God at this point has you working for the secular station, but you're bringing Christ's light into it. And here on the station, I'm like, wow. So and then we met and you showed me all around, and I just marveled at your background, all the years and the information and the things you were showing me. I thought, wow, I could learn a lot from you. So I think we spent about 6 hours together that day, and we talked about a special event that you're even doing with some busloads up to Unshackled. So at some point we want to get to there, but help the average listener, because the preponderance of our listening audience is Christian. They're saved. They attend church. But we usually have maybe as many as 10 or 20% that maybe are scanning the dial. Our 102.5 frequency is between two rock and roll stations, the Danville 102.9 and I think Decatur 102.1. But there may be somebody tuned in that's kind of intrigued by this concept of being born again, of being a Christian. What does that mean? So what was some of your faith journey that brought you to the point where you knew you needed to accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart? Was it a childhood witness, like a friend, a neighbor, a pastor? Tell us some of that narrative.
Well, I grew up in a Christian home. It didn't start out that way. I was about 5 years old when my father accepted Christ back in the 60s. He was an alcoholic prior to that. Alcoholism, unfortunately, runs on both sides of our family. But once my father was saved, again, I don't recall a lot of it, but my older siblings do, changed his life, as it does anyone that truly accepts Christ. We started going to church, about 3 years later, I made a profession about when I was 8 to accept Christ. I wasn't completely sure of that later on as I looked back. Then I went through, as a lot of teenagers do, the rebellious years in the 70s. Started in broadcasting in the late 70s. Got into rock and roll music. A lot of folks do. Became a rock and roll disc jockey and was in that that type of secular radio for many, many years. Everything that I am, as you would admit for yourself, we have because of God's gifts. God gave me the gift to communicate, to work one-on-one with folks, and I excelled at it. I went up the ladder. I worked in Des Moines radio, which is a fairly good-sized radio market back in the mid-'80s. I was a morning announcer there. But yet, I didn't have that peace. I always felt uncomfortable because of that format, because of what that format represents. And so in the early 80s, went through some adversity, and I wanted to be sure that I was saved. And I know I am now, and I called on the Lord to save me. And back in 1982, I was baptized. But yet I was still in that type of radio, and I never felt comfortable. It's been said this way. If you're truly born again, you can't have one foot in the world and one foot in church and feel comfortable straddling that fence, because you're not comfortable in the world because you know you shouldn't be there. You're not comfortable in church because you got too much worldliness in you, if you know what I mean. Yeah. They used to say the old saying in the early 80s, you would have Saturday night fever with a Sunday morning chill. There's a lot of truth to that. And so God just, as he's working in every life, engineered my life to move me through this, and I decided, you know what, eventually I wanted to get into management and ownership someday, and I really need to learn the sales aspect of this business if I'm going to do that someday. And so gradually I started to lose more and more interest of being on the air, and I'm thankful for that. And that was God's way of saying, I want to get you out of this, but I want to get you into a format where you can better serve me. And I'd always thought about perhaps working in Christian radio someday, but the door was never open. But God led me, and this would take a long time to explain how I ended up to Danville, but nevertheless, I ended up here.
And how long in the Danville area?
I've been here 17 and a half years. Okay. Came to work here in the fall of 94.
Wow. That's right in the time we started April 7th, 1996, with Great News Radio, but it was in the fall of 94, 95 that the idea and concept was germinated and we moved forward on it. Wow. Very similar time frames.
And so God opened this door, and it was the hardest radio station. I've been a general manager since 1987, and I was in Burlington, Iowa for almost 4 years prior to coming here, two FMs over there. This was a standalone AM, had went through a major mess, and I believe God had it that way for a reason. Mm. My former boss, or former predecessor, I should say, the general manager, I never met him, was convicted of pornography. Mm. Now, you can imagine in a community of Danville, in that area, what that did to the image of the station. Devastated it. Mm. Not just the image, but the advertisers were dropping like flies, and rightly so. It was in total disarray. Mm. And I was ready to quit every day because I was dealing with all this, but I had made that commitment. And I want to stress how important commitment is today, whether it's a job, whether it's a marriage. We need to honor our commitments. And, you know, it says in Ecclesiastes, it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and not honor that vow. Well, I'd made a commitment to the owner of the station at the time that I would do my best to try to turn this around. And at the same time, I knew I'd be a good witness for him. I told him what I wanted to do. I wanted to have a conservative, secular format interspersed with Christian programming. Now, keep in mind, the owner of the radio station turned himself as an agnostic. I remember his quote. He said, well, this church stuff, or this Christian, that's what he said, this Christian stuff is not my cup of tea. But he said, if that's what you think the area needs, go for it. And he never interfered. And we have not taken one dime of alcohol money all these years. And God has blessed this radio station. Took us 4 or 5 years to turn it around through his blessings. And through then, it's just continued to grow and grow and grow. But I've never lost fact that this is what this is all about. You know, we are heavy into ag information. We provide a lot of farm information. We're glad to have Max Armstrong on, who a lot of folks know him that's in the ag field, farmers especially. He's been a farm broadcaster for many, many years. Max is a Christian, lives in the Chicago area, worked at WGN for 30-plus years. Max and I are very close friends, so he knows the philosophy I have here and is supported at 100%. And so that's what it's all about. Now, getting back just briefly here about the pride part of it, I want to back up and say, you know, when you work in this field, commercial radio especially, you come across a lot of egos. I mean, believe me. And I went through that stage, too. You talked about the middle letter of sin is I. Well, pride is I.
Yeah.
And we all know what that did to Lucifer. That's how he was kicked out of heaven, because of I. I will ascend. I will be like the Most High, et cetera, et cetera. Well, God says he resists the proud but giveth grace to the humble. Mm-hmm. It's when we humble ourselves and let him lead is when we can be the most effective for him. Mm-hmm. God can't use a prideful person. He can't. And there's example over and over and over in the scriptures. Every time pride was present, later on there was a great fall. Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a great fall. And none of us are excluded from that. Mm-hmm. And when we are humble and we let the Lord lead, that's when he can work. Mm-hmm. And what I went through in my life, God has humbled me, and I pray every day, Mark, every day one of my prayers is, Lord, keep me humble. I want to be an effective servant for you. Mm-hmm. And that's what WITY is all about. We are trying to share the gospel, as I shared with you at the studio that day. I want them to hear, believe, and be saved, and then they will listen to Great News Radio.
Well, David, it's been kind of amazing how God coordinated our relationships. You were on that David Jeremiah trip, which at the time I didn't know that you were a part of the group. We had 3 busloads, and I thought it was a great occasion to hear him. And you tune into him on a regular basis,
I
and
do.
Charles Stanley and some of the morning programs. So it's been kind of neat to just talk with you about spiritual things, about radio broadcasting. But your station, WITY, is putting together a couple busloads to go up to the Pacific Garden Mission and see Unshackled and have the meal and the tour of the facilities. Tell us a little about that.
Okay, that's going to be on Saturday, April 14th. We will be leaving from the Ridgeview Baptist Church parking lot at 3838 North Vermilion in Danville. And we're going to have refreshments on there. And then there will be a tour of the mission facilities, and they have a brand new facility, and I know you air the program on your station here. And then immediately following that tour, there will be a live recording session of Unshackled, so you will actually be part of the audience to witness and be a part of this Unshackled program, and I'm looking forward to that. Immediately following that will be the dinner, and then there will be an old-fashioned worship service, and we should leave, they tell me, around 8 o'clock and be back in Danville or the Danville area around 11 o'clock that evening. We've priced it at $25 per person. We want to make it affordable so everyone can go and be a part of this, and as I've said in our promo, your life will never be the same. And I really believe that. Mm-hmm. If we can witness this and hear these testimonies, and again, I want to say this, how much respect I have for you and your stations. Mm-hmm. When we put Unshackled on the air, I wanted to make sure it wasn't on at a time that it was on your stations. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure it wouldn't conflict there. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a wonderful program. I think this is a wonderful opportunity for folks to go for $25 a person. And I want to say the David Jeremiah trip was just superb. Mm-hmm. A great message, well organized, Mark. Great job to you and your staff.
Yeah. Well, give us a phone number for people to call if they want to get more information. For $25, I can't more strongly encourage you, if you have the time and can get away, it's a wonderful, wonderful time. You'll be blessed. They'll take you through their facility and a tour guide, and he'll share some of his transformational story himself, and then you'll have the meal with all the different people that are served there, and then the Unshackled presentation. You'll just marvel at how they put that together with the sound effects and the professional actors and the bus ride up. These are going to be nice motor coaches, and you'll have snacks, and then just the fellowship time. And because of of your unique audience, I would love a number of our listeners, our Christian brothers and sisters, to be a part of that, because you might get the opportunity to share some of your life story with whoever you're seated next to or just rub shoulders. It's kind of like an evangelistic opportunity, and I just hope you, Dave, will have a number of your listeners from WITY, that Danville, East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana, come up. But I'd strongly encourage Great News Radio, if you've never been up to the Pacific Garden Mission, $25, you can't go wrong. You would pay more in gas yourself to drive up, and you're going to have a meal and the fellowship time and treats and snacks. So give us a phone number for people to call for more information.
Absolutely. The number is 217-446-1312, or they can go to the website, and that is WITYradio.com. We actually have the registration form there, and they can download that, fill that out, and send that in with their payment right from the website.
Okay, one more time, a phone number and a website.
Sure, 217-446-1312, and the website, of course, is WITYradio.com.
David, we have about less than a minute to go, but what would be maybe a closing thought for our listeners to take with them today? Maybe something that you could say that spur them on or that would fortify them throughout this day.
Well, we live in a world where everyone is searching for peace, The ungodly especially. They're trying to find peace, and the only peace there is in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. My scripture would be Isaiah 26:3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee."
And all of God's people said, oh, I can hear those amens echoing throughout East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana. And for those of you that may have not entertained yet that God loves you and has a plan and purpose for your life, let me give you an 800 number to call. It's 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM. They're trained counselors that would love to walk you through how to have that relationship with a God who loves you. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night. Oh, but wait, there's more. Thank you, Dave, for reminding me. The Community Appreciation Concert, that's just 6 days away. Tickets are selling fast, and I think there's only about 170 tickets left for sale. So if you'd like to attend the Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, Michael Card, and the Singing Men of GNN on Thursday night, March 29th, call and get your tickets right away and make sure your friends know about this. Call the Virginia Theater at 217-356-9063. That's 217-356-9063. Or order your tickets online at thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org. Tickets are $11, primarily because of some great sponsors, some business sponsors that have helped underwrite the costs of this event. Typically, these tickets would be $30, $40, $50. So order your tickets and plan to join us for the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert. Thursday, March 29th, 6 days away. And Monday and Tuesday, I'll have Steve Green share his testimony and music ministry. Have a great weekend, everyone.